Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Off and running on a Friday morning. Good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Here we go. Coming up, a recap of Thursday Night Football as the Bills handle their business against the Jets. We'll take a look at the games we like this weekend in the NFL and college football. Show parlay coming your way. Double D, up to no good, as always. We'll see what he's cooking up. It's all coming your way in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Good morning, Chelsea.
Yeah, good morning. I feel like it should be good vibes on a Friday, but I feel like there's like some lingering anxious energy just from watching the Dolphins game. Like the bad vibes were contagious. So like we got to shake that off, because like after watching Mike McDaniel do sideline interviews, like, oh my God, I think he thinks he's going to get fired during this game. So, Jenks, we got to clear it. It is a feel-good Friday, or whatever you say.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm pumped. I don't know how many games I handicapped yesterday, but I felt like I was in Vegas when we were doing March Madness a couple years ago, because I think I probably handicapped every game in the NFL and all of our college football games in the rundown. And I'm like, my head's going to explode. I'm handicapped out tonight. The only bet I'm making is over-under on 4 martinis, and it's juice to the over. That's it, but I'm ready to go. That's a weekend edition. We're almost there.
So you're not making any bets? What?
No, I'm not making any bets Saturday, Sunday. Tonight, yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
So you
only have bets
for tonight. Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, I handicapped every game in the NFL and then the big games in college football. And I was like, okay, after this, I'm taking a break for like 24 hours. But there's so many games on the schedule and some really good games on the schedule. I'm really pumped. And also, it's a Saturday Junior. Come on.
Saturday Junior. All right, we got to stop with this. Everything is a junior or a senior. And it's like it takes a second for your brain to like process it. It's like when there is a college player who is like somebody senior. And you're like, okay, like, is there already a junior where there would be confusion? Like, how old is your son? Do you even have a son?
So ridiculous. I can't even keep up either. Man, but I'm ready to go. Also, I will say, I was really excited about my card yesterday. I was excited about our bets in last night's game. They weren't great, but I really love the plays. Sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, the handicaps were solid. Like, so let's get into our bets last night, because I need to clear those bad vibes as well. All right, so I knew that Devon Achane was going to get a lot of targets in this game, and he did. And Jenks, the first drive of the game, he started off with a 15-yard catch. You're like, all right, we're cruising.
Let's
here.
Go.
He's definitely going to get this. But then Tua started throwing him passes behind the line of scrimmage. So I have never in my years of handicapping put this into my handicap, the fact that, oh, Tua might throw it so poorly that there will be negative yards receiving for this receiver. But that was the case with for Devon Achane. Like, it was wild to me. So he got all these targets, and he had all these catches. 7 catches for 29 yards.
Oh, man.
What type of numbers are we putting up here? So, again, I feel like the handicap was right. Usually when you get, like, those type of catches, you're going to get over 37.5 yards. But he didn't. He finished with 29. And then, how about this one? Oh. James Cook, 50-plus rush yards. Tyreek Hill, 50-plus receiving yards. So, James Cook kept up his side of the bargain, had 108 yards rushing. I should have just played that one by itself. And Tyreek Hill finished with 49 yards. Jenks, he caught that touchdown pass, and I, like, checked the box where I was like, 49, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
And Jake was like, Chelsea, there's still 12 minutes left in the game. Did he have a single catch for the rest of the game? No, he did not. So a couple of losses, and really frustrating ones at that.
Yeah, I was on that Tyreek Hill prop, but I added the Aces money line. Take it on the storm last night in the WNBA, and the Aces survived. But, again, Tyreek Hill, 49 instead of 50 yards, so that was a loss. 0-2 on my football picks, but baseball was there to save the day, or at least salvage the day. 2-1 on my baseball picks, so a 2-3 night overall. The Donkster leading us this week. He had Marlins Rockies over 10 and a hook. Marlins win 9-7. So, for the week, Chelsea, you are 3-4. I am 6-6-2. And the Donkster, by a nose, 3-1 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on this Friday morning good time edition. So let's talk about last night's game. The Bills downing the Dolphins 31-21. The Dolphins getting 12.5 points. We talked about how those double-digit spreads in the NFL are really tough to bet. Dolphins cover. Bills win on the money line minus 100 or 900. And total set at 49 and a hook. The over hits. Josh Allen doing MVP things, including this.
Off the fake, rolling. He can run if he has to. Instead, he flips it for the touchdown. He hits Jackson Hawes.
That's from Amazon Prime. A flip pass to Hawes in the second quarter. Bills on top 14-7. Fourth quarter we go. Game knotted at 21, and Allen strikes again.
Outside to Shakir. Inside the 10, Shakir all the way in.
Allen, 22 of 28, 213 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Bills on top by 7, just more than 3 minutes to play. Dolphins driving, a chance to tie, and we all saw it. Tua, a brutal pick to Terrell Bernard, who said after the game, he recognized this play from film study, jumped the route, and that was it. The Bills continue their undefeated start, again, 31-21 in Buffalo. And I don't want to say the Bills survived, because it looked like they still had a hold on this game, but clearly they're the better team here, and the Dolphins just can't quite get right.
It's wild to me that this game was tied in the fourth quarter, because this game never felt close, and I don't think there was ever a question who was going to win this game. Because, again, the body language was so terrible. Like, they kept talking to Mike McDaniel. He looked like he was losing by 30. And then you see Tua, and I had secondhand anxiety watching him. I have never seen a more nervous passer in my life. This was reminiscent of Sam Darnold back when he was seeing ghosts. Like, Tua kept looking over his shoulder, and then he had these happy feet. And here's the thing, like, I heard this before the game, and, like, I had seen little flashes of it, but last night was a ringing endorsement of it. If Tua does not have his first option open, he absolutely panics. Like, he just cannot go to his second read. And we saw that all night long where, you know, they scored some touchdowns. I'll give them credit for that. But it never felt like they were in this game. And then you look at Josh Allen, and who is the picture of, like, poise and calmness. And, you know, when he throws the ball, he throws it with authority. And, you know, obviously he is the MVP of the league for that reason. But still, man, this game did not look nearly as close, like, from the eye test as it did in the box score.
No, it just always felt like Buffalo was in control, right? Even when it was tied, it was like, okay, sure, the game's tied, but Buffalo has this, and they sort of play with that sort of confidence. And the Dolphins, I don't want to say they were playing scared, but it's clear that their confidence has been shaken by how this season has started. And when you mentioned Tua, the Colts said this after week one. They said, we know the book on Tua is if you take away his first read, he immediately sort of panics in the pocket and you can get to him and force him to make a mistake. And so a couple years ago when the Dolphins were gangbusters on offense, you know, it was a quick pass to Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill and they take off. He didn't have to worry about a second or third read. So I think that's part of it. Defenses have adjusted and taken away those reads and adjusted to McDaniel's system on offense. And then also, I have to wonder that having all those head injuries, how much that is a factor as well. Because Tua's done a lot of great work to get back on the field and stay in the pocket and play the game, whereas at one point it looked like maybe he wouldn't. But I have to think as well, he knows the longer he's in the pocket, the more likely it is he's going to take a big hit, and maybe that's a factor too.
Oh, absolutely. I think that definitely goes into it because he keeps looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Because we know a big hit could end his career and give him like life-altering consequences. So obviously he has a reason to be anxious, but if you're a Dolphins fan and this is the guy you paid $212 million, I'm not feeling great about this. Like, this is the guy you're tied to for now. And he looks nervous. He looks broken. And defenses have figured him out. So you have all these weapons on the offense that are extremely fast, and you don't have a quarterback who can take advantage of them.
It feels like that at some point, and they have an out in 2027, that they will move on from Tua because he has been a very good quarterback. But it feels like now he's starting to regress a little bit. Like he hasn't had that steady improvement, or at least reached a plateau where he's at a certain level and you say, okay, this is who he is. Because the thought was, okay, he's had these setbacks as far as injuries, concussions are concerned, but certainly the talent is there. He's had some good years. You got to bring this guy in and lock him into this team for the foreseeable future. But it just looks like now he's just a nervous quarterback, and certainly with those weapons, you're going to have some success, but I feel like this was a Tua game, which is, all right, you'll throw a couple touchdowns because you have the weapons, but also you'll make a brutal mistake during the course of the game, and that's exactly what happened here.
Well, and also, it's not great when, like, the two biggest leaders on your team seem very anxious. Mm-hmm. Like, your quarterback seems anxious all the time. Mike McDaniel looked checked out of this game. You know, like, I understand that's not his job, is to put on a happy face, but still, like, you look to your coach for motivation. Like, he's like the opposite of what Dan Campbell was. Like, when Dan Campbell was, like, motivating the troops, it's just like Mike McDaniel's like, yeah, we got to do better. I don't know what we're going to do in the second half.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's really tough to defend Josh Allen. That is a very tall task for a defense. But then you hear things about, like, last year in the culture, how they couldn't even make guys show up to team meetings on time. And he was fining the players. And they're just like, all right, take our money. We're still going to be late. So, like, there are real issues in Miami.
Whew. I mean, the picture of Mike McDaniel just watching him. Like, what's that famous tweet that came out, like, last year where he went from, like, I forget the exact wording, where it was he went from South Beach high roller to, like, Miami cocaine dealer in, like, the course of a couple seasons because he looked so different. I mean, he looked so depressed. In the locker room, he has to be like, okay, guys, find a buddy. Let's all pair up. So if anything bad happens tonight, you're going to have someone there to kind of help you. He seems totally lost. And I don't know if he's going to get fired here. I will say this. If the Dolphins had not been competitive in this game, because they were competitive, I felt like the Bills were in control. But the Dolphins were competitive. They were driving. It's not his fault that Tua just had this sort of brain-dead interception with 3 minutes to play. But they have to win in week four. They get 10 days off. And then they host the Jets. That is a winnable game. The Jets are eh. So if they lose that game and they start 0-4, like, he's done.
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel is getting fired. It's just a matter of when. So, like, it doesn't really matter, you know, when it is. It's definitely happening in the next few games, it feels like. But maybe let's flip the vibes because, again, I feel like I'm getting, like, secondhand anxiety talking about this team. How about the Bills? Like, Josh Allen continues to roll. James Cook was really good in this game, which obviously we could tell by the matchup. The Dolphins were not good at defending the run in each of the first two games of the season. But, like, one little negative, like, nitpick. And this is nitpicking because the Bills are a very good team. The fact that you give up 21 points to the Dolphins, should we be worried about this defense in the perspective of, you know, top-tier teams? Because, obviously, this is a good team with a good defense, I suppose. But, like, when you're talking about a team that wants to compete for a Super Bowl, is this defense going to be a problem?
I think a couple things. I think that the good news for the Bills is that any dub they can get right now is huge. And they have a very workable schedule coming up. They get 10 days off. They host the Saints, okay? Then it's the Patriots in week 5, Falcons in week 6. They could be undefeated going into next month. But I think that if you look at last night's defense in particular, Ed Oliver was out. He didn't play. Matt Milano was out. And they get a couple guys back from suspension after week 6. So they're going to get better talent-wise and depth-wise as the season goes on. So I think the Bills' defense we see now, I don't think it's going to be a top-10 defense, but I think the unit we see on the field now is going to be pretty significantly different than the one that we saw last night. And so they're going to trend up, is what I'm saying.
I think so, too. But again, I think we've had this problem in past years, is that the Bills just aren't super deep on defense. So when they have these injuries, it really hurts them. And I feel like we've talked about Matt Milano being out before. He's a good player. And I feel like we've had games in the postseason where they're like, hey, Matt Milano's out. So I just worry about the Bills' depth because, like, you're going to have injuries. It is a long season. And if you're already losing guys in September, like, how do you think this injured list is going to go in January when they really need them the most?
Well, it's always – that's the roll of the dice for the Bills' defense. And Milano in particular has been a very good linebacker for a long time in the NFL, but also has had a hard time staying healthy. So they're going to get those guys back. They're not out for the season, and these don't look to be serious injuries. But, yes, that's always a question with Buffalo. Can they stay healthy? Because they can't just rotate pieces in. Their starters have to be in there and ready to go. But if they are, then the potential is for them to be much better than we saw last night. And listen, the Dolphins do have talent on offense.
Yeah, they do. But throwing behind the line of scrimmage, I was screaming at the TV. Like, this is something like NC State football would do or a high school team. At least throw it to the guy so he can get positive yardage. All right, we got to flip it, Jinx. Good vibes.
49 yards for Waddle. Or not Waddle, Tyreek Hill. We needed 50. Come on. Coming up on the show, we will start our trek around the NFL, including a blockbuster matchup. Jake Browning and the Bengals, Carson Wentz and the Vikings. That and more next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Friday Morning Good Time Edition. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Coming up, the Eagles return to Philly with a feisty Rams team waiting to take them down. We'll go across the NFL, take an early look at the early slate on Sunday. So when I was handicapping yesterday, we all know about Derek Stingley Jr., right? Great corner for the Texans. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I was like, I think I have this right. So I did a little research to make sure I was right, because this is an old school reference, but he's the grandson of Daryl Stingley. And Daryl Stingley, very famously, played for the Patriots in 1971 and was paralyzed for life in an NFL game. So I did a little research on this because I was like, I think I have this right, and he was. So he was a very good receiver coming out of Purdue. He goes across the middle as the Patriots are taking on the Raiders and takes an absolutely brutal hit from Jack Tatum of Oakland at the time, and it paralyzed him for life, paralyzed from the waist down. So the reason why I mentioned this, I know it's a downer story, but I was reading more about this. I thought it was fascinating. So they send Daryl Stingley to the hospital, and when he's there, he has one visitor. There's only one man that came to see him, and it was not a member of the Patriots. So this man called the Patriots and said, hey, before you leave, before you get on that plane to go back home, you need to get here and support your guy. And you know who that man was? It was John Madden, coach of the Raiders at the time.
Ah.
And they forged a lifelong friendship because of that moment. So I thought, I mean, it's an awful story, but, you know, Daryl did recover, you know, somewhat, and he and John Madden were fast friends until the end of Singletary's life, or Stingley's life, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Ah, Jenks, don't tell emotional stories.
It's a great story, though.
2 a.m.
I know.
But, like, I wasn't emotionally prepared for it. Do you ever, like, read about a story when you're, like, in the checkout line or something? Like,
yeah.
I can't be crying.
I know.
I don't know. Like, that's so nice. And especially, like, with the contrast of, like, you know, football is such a masculine sport. Mm-hmm. So when you hear about, like, these emotionally, like, you know, connected stories about guys being, like, best friends and, like, doing mm-hmm. these great things for each other, I don't know. Just makes me emotional.
I know. I read that too, and I was like, oh my God, that is incredible. And also when, of course, after John Madden passed, there were all these tributes that came in, but it's a little inkling into the type of person he was and why he was so revered, not just because of his personality, his football knowledge, but because of these mm-hmm. personal relationships. And I thought, of course it was John Madden, the coach of the opposing team, who was like, I got to go check on this guy. So I kind of love that. When you look at Madden, when you look at Stingley and that history there, the fact that, of course, it was a traumatic event, but also there was something really special about how that ended up in the end.
Right, and it just shows that, like, you can be competitors on the field, but, like, mm-hmm. you still respect each other, you know, as competitors, and you can still do that. And it's the ultimate sign of, like, sportsmanship. Aren't we, like, trying to be enforcing that these
yeah.
days where it's like, NFL's gonna write sportsmanship on the field. Jalen Carter just spit on somebody's face. So, like, there are still examples of people who show sportsmanship. I know
yeah.
this was a long time ago, but, like, if John Madden can do it,
yeah.
like, you guys can do it. You know, he was coaching for the other team.
Yeah, incredible. Set the bar and continues to be a legend to this day, and for reasons like that. Well, we have some legendary picks in the NFL up at MGM. Let's find out, Chelsea, and look at the early slate here. All right, what do we got? Packers, Browns, Bengals, Vikings, Steelers, Patriots, Rams, Eagles. Week 3 in 2025 in the National Football League was highlighted by a quarterback battle for the ages. Jake Browning of the Bengals and Carson Wentz of the Vikings prepared to put on a show featuring one touchdown and 12 interceptions. How do you feel about this game? Let's talk about this game. We can talk about whichever ones we want, but you got Bengals-Vikings in Minneapolis, and Minnesota is a 3-point favorite. Total is 41.5. I think I would actually go with Minnesota here just based on the defense.
One would think, right? But this line's only 3. So I do think that the Bengals can maybe keep it close here. I do have my doubts about their defense. Still, I know they looked a little bit better. But I'll say this about Jake Browning. He at least knows the offense. He's thrown to these guys a ton. And they do have some really good weapons that feel unguardable when you're talking about guys like Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins and company. But for Carson Wentz, like, what do we expect here? Like, it's wild, the array of outcomes. Because, like, Carson Wentz is a journeyman for a reason at this juncture in his career. But also, he's a veteran quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, usually an angle that I think we talk about in betting is backup quarterbacks and how much the spread changes. And if it's a veteran guy who at least knows the cadences and how to run an offense, sometimes you can get some value there. But these are two backup quarterbacks. So I'm not sure what way to spin this one. Maybe you look at a total, but I don't really trust this Bengals defense to keep things together. If there's ever a spot for Carson Wentz to maybe like put up some points, it's against this defense.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way as well. I mean, a Brian Flores defense is very difficult to prepare for, but there is too much variance here. Like, I feel like as much as I think the Vikings are the right side, Jake Browning has had more starting experience over the past few years than Carson Wentz just because Joe Burrow has been so banged up. What's that?
Yeah. With that team, too.
With that team, right. Offense. He hasn't bounced around. So at least he knows the offense. He has that as much of a rapport as you can have with a team as a backup quarterback. So that maybe is your sabotage factor there. So I would probably lean Vikings, but not going to play it. I will say this. The Browns are hosting the Packers in Cleveland, and the Packers are laying 8. And I feel like this is a really good spot to jump in on the Browns, which I know sounds crazy. It's not so much about Cleveland so much as it is. I feel like the market has gotten way too hot on the Packers. Like 8 points against a Browns defense, which is really, really good, which could keep this sort of close, I think is too many. And also, aren't the Packers now, haven't they overtaken the Eagles as the favorites to win the NFC? So they're still a really good team, but I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit, and this line reflects how everyone is just all over Green Bay. I'd be on the Browns here.
I don't know if I'm as brave as you are in taking the points, and I will say this. You have had the stones to play the Browns before in the first game of the season against the Bengals, and they cover that number, but the Packers do look like a more complete team. But I will say this. If you want to do like a soft fade maybe of Green Bay, you go with the under here. However, it's not going to make the card for me because 41.5 just makes me too nervous. Like, because, you know, it can be a defensive showdown, and this one can still go over the number 41.5. Like, you're playing the number at the end of the day, but look at both these defenses. Like, I think Green Bay is going to have some problems, you know, with this defensive line of Cleveland. Myles Garrett obviously is an absolute beast. And then you look at Green Bay, which, you know, Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, all of these pieces. So I do think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. And that goes into the handicap for Cleveland as well. If you think points are going to be at a premium, you would take the 8.5.
Yes, I totally agree. And I kind of feel that that's going to be the case here. You look at these two defenses, and a low total, 8 is a lot of points, sort of points you in that direction. So maybe I'll add that to the card, but I like Cleveland a lot this week. Steelers and Patriots. Steelers laying 1.5 on the road. I kind of think the Patriots outright here might be the play. Drake May, I don't know if you saw some of the throws he was making last week against Miami, but he is really rounding into the franchise quarterback that the Patriots want him to be. And some of those throws were just world class, and you can see it happen. You can see it coming together. Also, with the Steelers, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not what he used to be. Patriots are at home. I think I'd take New England on the money line here.
I can't believe what we've seen from this Pittsburgh defense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, would you imagine that the first two games of the season that Pittsburgh would combine to give up 63 points over their first two games? Like, that's the wild part to me, is that usually you can trust this Pittsburgh defense, but it hasn't really been the case. So maybe we see like a semblance of that defense come back in this one. And the question I have for New England is that, yes, we see flashes from Drake May, but is it going to be a consistent thing? You know, because sometimes with young quarterbacks, success does not go in a straight line. Sometimes there's, you know, peaks and valleys, and sometimes they struggle. So it just doesn't feel like a team that I want to trust just yet. I know maybe you're still getting a good number and, you know, you're buying low, I suppose, on the Patriots. But I don't know. The Patriots aren't a team I'm going to trust with my money just yet. Maybe Pittsburgh has some fight in them. And I will say this. Isn't there like all kinds of, oh, they're not favored in this game. I was going to say Pittsburgh is underdogs, usually really good. But they are favored on the road in this game. So this is a stay away from me.
Fair enough. All right. You don't trust the Patriots, which is, don't blame you. I get that. What is a team you do trust here when you look at the early slate?
All right, so teams that we do trust, which it feels like there are very few and far between, I'm going to go with an underdog in the Texans and Jaguars game, because a team on the flip side that I do not trust is the Jags. Like, if this game is close, like, which team are you trusting? And I feel like this is going to be a really tough matchup for Trevor Lawrence going against this Texans defensive line that gave the Bucs, you know, kind of issues in that game. Plus, they have Derek Stingley Jr., who you just talked about that great story with John Madden. That secondary is extremely good. So I think that you look at this offense for the Texans, you say, okay, this offense does not look good. C.J. Stroud is running for his life. But the thing is, they still went toe-to-toe with the Bucs. That game was really close, despite C.J. Stroud, like, you know, getting pressured, it felt like every single play. So I'm going to go with the Texans on the road here. I think they are the better team. And in crunch time, I think I trust C.J. Stroud a little bit more.
Yeah, and this is a real desperation spot for the Texans. Like, they have to have this dub, right? That goes into the handicap, I think, a lot. They're 0-2. They absolutely cannot afford to go 0-3. And in the clutch, I'm like you, I'll take Stroud. I like the under as well, like both of those plays. But I think the Texans are the one team you have to kind of hammer this week. They cannot afford to go winless after week three. What do you think about the Rams visiting the Eagles? Is it a letdown spot for Philly? Still undefeated, laying 3.5 at home. I kind of like the Rams here getting a hook. I think the Rams can hang with Philly.
I wish this number was a little higher because I do think the Rams can keep it close. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, if the Eagles have a touchdown lead going into, like, the last 5 minutes of the game, it just feels like nobody can stop them just because their run game is so good. And last time the Rams and Eagles faced off, Saquon Barkley had over 200 yards rushing. So, like, that's the thing that we did not see last week, is that Saquon was, you know, limited on the ground by the Kansas City defense. And we really haven't seen this Eagles offense really hit their stride, you know? So people even have their questions about the Eagles, who are still undefeated, mind you. So I think that I'm not going to play anything in this game minus some props. I do think props are a great look in this game because the Rams are going to have to sling it. And Matt Stafford threw for over 300 yards last time around because we do have a template for this game back, you know, in the playoffs last year. But do remember that game was, like, in the snow. There should not be those type of elements in this game. I still think the Eagles could cover this number. Like, is it going to shock me if the Rams keep it close? No. But 3.5, I don't know. If it was closer to, like, 6, I would be interested. But 3.5 is a no.
I'd take the Rams here. I'm not going to play it. I'm like you. Because the Eagles, I think the worry is, will the Eagles finally take advantage of all their weapons on offense and just explode? But I just don't know if they're that team. At some point, their receivers are going to get frustrated, particularly A.J. Brown. But this is a Rams defense thus far that is a top 10 defense. They played really strong against the Eagles last year. Remember, that was a really close game. So I think they can kind of keep it close here. Matthew Stafford looks good. Eagles are 17-1 outright in their last 18. They've been unbelievable. So I think there's a strong possibility the Eagles win outright but don't cover the number. And also, let's not sleep on the fact that I think there could be maybe a bit of a letdown here for the Eagles. Like, I know it's against the Rams, they're back home, but there's no way after all the buildup of Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl rematch that maybe there's not a bit of an emotional letdown for Philly. So I think I'll be on the Rams plus the 3.5. What else do you like, Chelsea?
All right. So I don't think I'm playing anything else in this slate. But let's talk about Colts and Titans for a second, because I do think it looks very obvious on the surface. You're like, oh, take the Colts, right? Titans are terrible, which is true. But you've got to remember, this is absolutely a rivalry game. And I think this every single year, no matter how good or bad a team is in this rivalry, these games are always close. So I know that a lot of people are probably going to be on the Colts this week, and maybe Jonathan Taylor, like, rumbles for a bunch of yards. But I will say this, the Titans run defense has been pretty decent. So if they can stop Jonathan Taylor and maybe take, you know, one of the factors of this offense away, I know Daniel Jones has been really good, but I don't know. That one has a huge sabotage factor in it. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, Brian Callahan will learn the rules and Cam Ward can actually have a breakout game, because Cam Ward's looked decent. There's been things to like about this Titans team. It's just the Colts have just looked unstoppable.
I like a lot of dogs this week. I'm really tempted to take the Jets plus 3 in Tampa, because if you look at that, this is about matchups, right? Yeah. So if you look, at the matchup that we saw between the Bucs and Texans, the Texans defensive front, particularly Will Anderson, gave the Bucs a lot of trouble, right? And I feel like the Jets can do the same with their defensive front. Also, this is a short week for the Bucs, you know, coming back in the last minute to get that win against the Texans. I feel like that Jets defensive front, again, is going to be the real differentiator here. So I would take the New York Football Jets. I was on them last week. That was a loser, but I think 7 points is too many for a Bucks team that maybe settles back a little bit after a nice start to the season. Coming up next year on the show. Oh, we're not done. We are far from done here on the show. We got football, and more football, including a battle in the AFC West between the Broncos and the Chargers. So we've looked at the early slate. Now we'll shift to the afternoon. That's Chelsea. I'm Jinx. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bon about MGM Network, good morning to you. Friday morning, good time edition. The pre-Saturday spectacular, whatever you want to call it. I'm Jake, she's Chelsea, coming up on the show. Haba! Yeah. Broncos, Chargers out west leading the afternoon slate. So yesterday, as I told you, I went to the eye doctor and got an injection in my eye. That was a ton of fun. So everything went well. But they tested my vision yesterday, which is so weird because I don't like wearing my reading glasses, but I'll put them on when I need them at home around the lovely Catherine. I don't like people seeing me in my glasses. It makes me feel old, even though I am old. But yesterday, they're giving me a vision test before they inject my eye. And she's like, you have 20/20 vision. I'm like, I do? I mean, it was kind of blurry for me when I was trying to figure out those lower level lines or the letters that you have to read. And it was difficult. But she's like, yeah, you still have 20/20. I'm like, I do. So I guess I do, except for characters that are close or reading a book or my phone or something like that, which is kind of strange. Getting old is so weird, but I guess my vision's better than I thought.
Ah, but you still had to get the injection, right?
Yes, I did. That was not, but that so that wasn't, dark. But it wasn't for eyesight. It wasn't like, hey, your vision's bad, we'll give you a shot. It was like, there was just like a pore, you know, that was kind of needed to be not kind of released. Like, it's just been a little red and irritated, and like, ah, we can inject it with a steroid and it'll be fine. I was like, okay, fine.
Oh, so it wasn't vision related?
No, no. It was just like this little irritated area. I'm like, what's going on here? They're like, oh, it's just a little, I don't even know what it was, but they're like, we can just inject it and it'll go away. I was like, okay, cool, let's do that. So it's very easy. And they put some, you know, they put some deadener on there, so it doesn't really hurt or anything. It's just weird. You can kind of feel the pressure. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't sting. You're just like, oh, something's going on. I mean, I'm not crazy about eye work, but at least my vision's decent. So that was good news.
I was going to say, like, any time a needle is in your eye, though, like, that doesn't feel nice. Like, I would assume. So did you have to get any type of anesthesia, or are they just like, hey, try to focus on something else. Boink.
Hey, look over there. Doop. What do you think about that? No, they put like an eye drop in that serves as an anesthetic, and then they put a cream like on my eyelid, and then they, I mean, now they're not injecting you straight in your eyeball. Like, I know it's gross, but they put it like right in the eyelid. Like, okay, this will calm down the inflammation. I'm like, okay. And my doctor's awesome. Like, she's a baddie. I think she was served in the military for a long time. She's bad. Like, she's no joke. And I was looking at her resume. In fact, I went to 3 doctors beforehand, and they were like, go see her. Like, she's the one. Go see her. Go see her. Go see her. And I was like, okay, I will. And she is great. She's awesome. And then she was like, oh, and you have great skin. I was like, oh, come here more often. You know what? Great skin, good vision. What's not to love? But, you know, I guess that was a positive takeaway. It's kind of a grind going out to Chevy Chase, which is, I mean, it's not bad. But Denton knows. If you're getting on the metro, it's like, all right, it's kind of a, you know, you're going all the way out there. It's not terrible, but... Anyway, I'm glad that's over. I'm glad it's the weekend. Glad that's over.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that, I don't know, because you're not in like a group of suburban moms, but like for Halloween, people love to do decorations and like food treats that are eyeballs.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Honestly, I think that's gross. Like, gross. I don't want to see that. Like, just like the texture of eyeballs is so gross to me. Mm-hmm. And like, do people ever like bring up to you, it's like, if you don't close your eyes when you sneeze, your eyes will pop out of your head. And you're just like, gross. Like, I feel like everything relating to eyeballs is just disgusting to me. So like, do not bring treats. They're like, look, they're little jello eyeballs. I don't want to eat those.
It's always funny when people do that. Look at this. Brains, you know, and it's like jello with something on it. And you're like, I don't know.
Gross.
Look at that. Did you grab a cerebellum? Like, I guess. Like, what? It's so weird.
What, Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, I don't want to eat that.
Exactly. Yeah, Dahmer. Be like, dude, give me a third helping here. Chelsea, what do you like here on the late slate? So let's start with Broncos Chargers, then, and I'll let you sort of take the wheel here and tell me which games that you like. I looked at all of them. I don't know which ones I'm going to play. But Broncos at Chargers, L.A. laying 3, total 46. I can't believe this is only 3. It's up from 2.5. Don't the Chargers seem like the obvious play? Am I crazy? I mean, it is a divisional game.
I think when a play seems too obvious, it usually is. Because, like, think about last week. It was like, oh, the Broncos. They're a much better team against the Colts. Come on, Daniel Jones is not for real. And then the Colts won that game. So in this one, it does feel like the Chargers are the better overall team. And I will say the differentiating factor is this. I think this Chargers defense going against Bo Nix has looked a little rattled in the first two games of the season. I understand, like, last year it felt like the pressure was not on him since he was a rookie. And nobody was really expecting him to lead this team to, like, big things. But this year, you know, the pressure's been on it. And this Chargers defense is absolutely stifling. The secondary, the fact that they are not allowing many explosive plays, they're allowing the shortest depth of target on passes of any team in the NFL. So I think for me, this one smells like an under. I think the Chargers, once they get a lead, are very good at keeping it, because as good as Justin Herbert is, if they have a lead, they're going to run the football, and they can run the football. And plus, this Broncos secondary is good, too. Pat Surtain on the secondary, one of the best corners in football. So I think the under is the play for me, especially in a divisional matchup where there is familiarity between both of these teams. Under 45.5.
I want to lay the 3, but I'm kind of like you. It's a little fishy. But I just wonder if you look at Danny Dimes tearing up the Broncos. I was all over the Broncos before the season. Like, top 10 defense, going to get better, but they haven't been great. But again, when you're talking about a divisional game and two teams that know each other, I feel like if Danny Dimes can have his way, Justin Herbert and what we've seen out of him, he could also have a big day, at least big enough to cover the number. I would lean Chargers, but again, something doesn't feel quite right with this bad boy. Also, I should have said as a transition, which games pass the eye test for us. That would have been perfect. I totally
I know.
It was right there in front of me. Totally blew it. Dropped the ball on that. What's another game you like?
All right, let's talk about the Sunday night football game. Chiefs and Giants. I think a lot of people look at this game like maybe this is the ultimate buy low spot on the Chiefs. And I'll say this, their defense has looked really good. So for me, you isolate just the defense and you say, okay, we're going to look at a Giants team total under 19.5. I was wondering what the number was going to be for the Giants, but it's 19.5. Listen, the Chiefs limited the Eagles to 20 points. And I understand the transitive property does not always work in football. But listen, like, this Chiefs defense is for real. Like, when you limit the Eagles not only to just 20 points, but 122 rush yards, like, that is really good. So I think if you take away the moon ball for Russell Wilson, this Giants offense is not that good. Like, that moon ball kind of accounted for a lot of points in that game against the Cowboys. So I think that if you look at this Chiefs defense and Chiefs secondary, they will be able to take away a lot of those plays. And so I think the Chiefs, once they have the ball, they're going to dink and dunk their way down the field. They're going to take up a lot of time on the clock. And therefore, it's going to be harder for the Giants to pile up the points. So Giants team total under 19.5. Jenks, you going to talk me off of it?
No, not at all. Although I feel like the one thing about this bet that scares me is everybody's going to be on the Chiefs. Doesn't this feel like the public bet of the week? Chiefs minus 6.5, perfect buy low spot. They're 0-2. They have to have it. The Giants aren't any good. Like, I can feel the handicap just like flowing right out of my mouth. Like, here it is, man. You got to bet the Chiefs here. It's the Chiefs' time to make a statement here. The Giants aren't any good. I don't know. I would stay away because of that reason. So I like your team total play even better. Here's a line I wanted to ask you about. The Bears are hosting the Cowboys. Dallas is laying a point on the road. What is wrong with this line? Doesn't it feel like this is an obvious play on Dallas, which maybe it's not so obvious? I'm 50-50 on the Dallas defense, but the one thing we've learned early on is that the Cowboys offense can put up points, a lot of points. They're really talented on the offensive side of the football. And so if this is a coin flip game late and one team is driving down the field, who are you going to trust, Dak Prescott or Caleb Williams in the clutch? I cannot put my money behind Caleb Williams. I mean, you could take Dallas on the money line if you wanted, minus 115. Dallas minus one, it just feels so square.
Yeah, but do you remember last week? Like, imagine having the Cowboys on the money line in that game. Like, that was very much a back-and-forth game. And who would have said going into that game, like, who do you trust more, Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott? Like, essentially, you know, the Cowboys ended up winning that game. But here, you take the teams out of the equation and you say a one-point spread on a total of 50.5 points. That sounds like a sweat that I don't want to take. Mm-hmm. If you play this game, you should play a boatload of props because I do think both these defenses are very vulnerable. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth affair, and maybe we will start to see, you know, a better effort from this offense. Maybe Ben Johnson has had more time to work with Caleb Williams. Roma Dunes is taking over, it feels like, as the number one receiver. So I think instead of playing a side or a total in this one, you just go with a bunch of props.
Yeah. Also, I understand if you trust Dak versus Russ, it's Dak, but at least Russell Wilson is a bona fide starter. He's a future Hall of Famer. Like, Caleb Williams hasn't done anything, like nothing. We're still waiting on him to blossom into that franchise quarterback, so I feel like there's more of a disparity there. Maybe I can talk myself into it, but I don't know what I'm missing here. And when I feel like I'm missing something, that's when I get a little nervous. But you know what? I would lean Dallas. I just lay the point if you want to save yourself some juice or take Dallas on the money line. What do you think about Cardinals Niners? So it's in San Francisco. Niners are laying 2.5. Total is 44.5. Are we fading Kyler Murray because he has no discipline whatsoever when it comes to posting pictures of his dogs with a Michael Vick jersey on?
No, you shouldn't fade somebody for that reason. Normally, I will say this. Usually, the Cardinals are a very good play against the Niners, but usually they're getting like 6 points.
Yeah.
Just because it's a divisional matchup, there's familiarity. And like, Kyler Murray has had some decent games against the Niners, but this is a shorter line. And I think you're obviously getting a discount because it's the Mac Jones show. I don't know. If this line was bigger, if it was over 3.5, maybe I'd be on the Cardinals, but I'm not super keen on trusting the Cardinals on the road here.
I'm not either, and I will say this. Mac Jones looked really good last week. That just goes to show that when you have Kyle Shanahan in charge of your team and in charge of that offense, he can take the backup and elevate him to a level where he can continue to carry his team to victories. I know it's the Saints, Okay, so that is the caveat there. Worst team in football. But still, I think if you have another week to game plan with Mac Jones, there's a small possibility that Brock Purdy could return, but it's probably going to be Mac Jones. I would just take the Niners at home here, and I'm not a Niners backer, but I feel like laying the 2.5, less than a field goal at home, and the juju against Kyler Murray. Let's go Niners here. Why not? Coming up next here on the show, we have made our way around the National Football League. Now let's check out our picks and leans in the college game. Hour 2 is next on the Daily Tip, and it is on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.